AP blasts resentment aimed at great gains of trans athletes. By Dylan Gwynn on February 26, 2019. As biological males and other trans athletes continue to rack up an impressive record of victory while competing against biological females, a recent article by the Associated Press sounds the alarm over the resentment that success might bring. In an article posted by NBC News on Monday, the AP argues that even erstwhile allies, like tennis great and gay activist Martina Navratilova, can become resentful of transgender women dominating their sport. The AP wrote, "Exhibit A is a recent public exchange involving tennis great Martina Navratilova, who came out as a lesbian in 1981 and is a longtime gay rights activist. She now stands accused of being transphobic after asserting that many transgender women, even if they've undergone hormone treatment, have an unfair advantage over other female competitors. A man can decide to be female, take hormones if required by whatever sporting organization is concerned, win everything in sight and perhaps earn a small fortune, and then reverse his decision and go back to making babies if he so desires," Navratilova wrote in a February 17 op-ed for the Sunday Times of London. "It's insane and it's cheating." Supporters of trans inclusion in sports were aghast. One advocacy group, Athlete Ally, ousted Navratilova from its advisory board and said she would no longer be designated one of its ambassadors. "Trans women athletes aren't looking to take over women's sport," Athlete Ally said. "They are women and want to compete in the sport they love, just as any other athlete would. Though, whether transgender women, biological males, intend to take over women's sports or not? The fact of the matter is that's exactly what's happening. Transgender female runners took first and second place recently, in the Connecticut Track and Field Championships. Much to the dismay of natural-born female competitors like Selena Soleil, who believe that male competitors make the competition feel rigged. We all know the outcome of the race before it even starts. It's demoralizing," biologically female teen runner Selena Soleil said. "I fully support and am happy for these athletes for being true to themselves. They should have the right to express themselves in school. But athletics have always had extra rules to keep the competition fair." In addition, a 6'3", 250-pound Australian handball player named Hannah Mouncey, a biological male, is the most physically dominating force in that sport. However, according to champion transgender track cyclist Rachel McKinnon, the notion that transgender women will come to dominate women's sports is an irrational fear. LGBTQ rights activist Helen Carroll believes there's a hypocrisy in the criticism of trans athletes. Chiefly, that people seem okay with trans athletes as long as they are losing. Though, if the trans athletes are winning, only then do people really start to care. As long as trans people are losing and are not the best, everything is okay, Carroll said. As soon as they start winning, that's when the vitriol comes out about how they're really still a man. As an example of this resentment, the AP uses the victory of trans woman mountain biker Michelle Dumoresc, who won the national title in 2006. As the AP writes, second place finisher Danica Schroeder donned a t-shirt provided by her boyfriend during the medal ceremony. It read, "100% pure woman champ." Dumoresc later told the National Post, a Canadian newspaper, "That was the moment I stopped loving the sport, that kind of wrecked it for me." The article even took aim at Breitbart for accurately reporting the biological gender of transgender female cyclist Rachel McKinnon after winning a track cycling championship in October. Breitbart.com headlined its story, "Biological Man Wins Women's World Cycling Championship," helping to trigger an avalanche of social media attacks against McKinnon. "I'm immensely proud of my accomplishment," McKinnon wrote a few days later. "But not all of it has been positive. I'd say the negative comments have outweighed the positive by about 3,000 to 1. Of course, the Breitbart headline cannot be factually disputed. Nor, for that matter, can the Associated Press headline. Resentment does exist, in some cases, for transgender female athletes. However, much of that resentment is coming from women. Who, at least until recently, the ideological left had at least pretended to care about. Was feminism and the advancement of women's participation in sports just a passing fad? Did it go out of style? Exactly when and where did feminism lose the intersectional war with transgender rights? Moreover, When did the left abandon the principles of science and fairness? Democrat politicians have never shied away from reminding Americans of all the unfair practices that keep women from having success in the workplace. Yet, now that women are facing far more unfairness in the world of sports, not only does the left act as though the unfairness doesn't exist, but cheers it on? What could be more anti-woman than actively rooting for a competitive arrangement where women are doomed to fail? For whatever reason, it appears that the ideological left has abandoned women at the altar. Follow Dylan Gwynn on Twitter @TheMightyGwynn.